A word for you from Matthew chapter 6, verses 31 to the end of the chapter, verse 34. Therefore do not be anxious, saying, What shall we eat? Or what shall we drink? Or what shall we wear? For the Gentiles seek after all these things, and your heavenly Father knows that you need them all. But seek first the kingdom of God, and His righteousness, and all these things will be added to you. Therefore do not be anxious. The Lord has spent a lot of time regarding the sin of anxiety, this sin that is really a slap in the face of God. It is saying that God is not trustworthy to leave it over Him to care for His children, human beings of such value. And the Lord has used plain, homely examples, the sparrows of the air, that are worth so little, just a penny or two if they caught and sold. And then, in case people thought that, well, that is a living creature, what about things that are inanimate, like grass? And then the Lord says, well, look at the lilies, look at the grass. God is able to make lilies more beautiful without their effort, more beautiful than the clothing that King Solomon wore. And that is why the Lord ends there by saying, O you of little faith. And so the Lord sums up His argument by repeating all these aspects regarding eating, drinking, wearing. And here is a punchline which the Jews of the day must have felt, and it must have seared their consciences, as I hope that this sears our consciences and pulls us back to God. Because the Lord says that if we are living a life of anxiety, we are just like the Gentiles. In other words, those who do not know God. The Lord is speaking here in the Sermon on the Mount to people who are called by God's name, those who are God's children. And the Lord is saying, if you fall into the sin of anxiety, you are just like the Gentiles, because that's what they run after. And then the Lord repeats a theme that is continually in these verses. Your Father knows that you need these things. He does care for you. And now the important punchline, seek first the kingdom of God. In other words, leave it over to God regarding the needs of your life, but you do what's really important, which is not just an insurance policy, your hospital plan, and your health, and your clothing. It is God Himself. Get busy with Him, and He will see to the rest.